Interior Secretary Ken Salazar announced today a proposal to split the Minerals Management Service into two agencies. The change would allow one agency to oversee offshore oil and gas lease sales, while a second handled environmental reviews and enforced safety. Environmental groups say the plan would help address a huge problem in Alaska. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The Minerals Management Service is a big breadwinner for the U.S. According to the Obama administration, it's second only to the Treasury in the amount of money it earns. Interior Secretary Salazar says on average, the agency brings in $13 billion a year. But Salazar says a single agency shouldn't be charged with minimizing environmental risks and with generating revenue.
Seems to me that separate and apart from that function, we ought to then have the environmental and safety enforcement functions so that there is no conflict, real or perceived, with respect to those functions.
The Minerals Management Service has been accused of downplaying the risks of an environmental catastrophe in the Gulf of Mexico. Salazar says the new agency would have a clear mission to hold offshore oil and gas activities to a high standard.
Making sure that they're being conducted in the most safe way and in the most environmentally responsible way possible.
Salazar did not say whether the agency split would affect Shell's plan to go forward with exploratory drilling in the Arctic Ocean this summer. He said the Interior Department would have more to say on that issue in the days ahead, but the secretary did repeat broad questions he has on drilling in the Arctic Ocean, explaining why he put future lease sales there on hold.
We were concerned that there was not enough information concerning a whole range of matters, including oil response, oil spill response capacity, and other science information related to the Arctic.
Environmental groups think that statement from Salazar makes their case for them. They would like to see the Interior Department cancel Shell's exploration work in the Arctic this summer. David Dixon is with the Alaska Wilderness League.
To his credit, he took four lease sales out of the program. Offshore leasing program. But to say he's doing it because there's a risk of oil spills, then go ahead and allowing exploratory drilling at the same time is trying to walk east and west at the same time. It just doesn't make sense.
Dixon says the oil industry influence over MMS has been a big problem in Alaska. He says the agency has been reluctant to provide full environmental reviews on offshore drilling plans. In the case of Shell's Beaufort and Chukchi Sea plan, Dixon says the agency was quick to decide a massive oil spill wasn't a realistic risk. That allowed them to forgo a detailed environmental analysis on the exploration work.
What MMS said is, okay, we won't bother to analyze what the potential impacts would be from a major oil spill in the Chukchi or the Beaufort Seas, not to the ecosystems, not to the coastal areas, not to the wildlife like the endangered bowhead whale, the walrus, beluga whales, you name it. They just kind of blew it off.
Shell says it has considered the possibility of a major spill, and it will have the resources to respond on hand if one does occur. The company is working now to comply with the request from the Minerals Management Service to provide more information on its Arctic drilling plan. The agency wants the company to give details on additional safety measures Shell is prepared to take in light of the Gulf of Mexico disaster. Shell spokesman Curtis Smith.
We're still looking over our plan to see what would be most appropriate for Alaska, if there's anything that we had not considered prior. It's probably too early for any learnings from the deepwater Gulf of Mexico. And of course, there's such a different drilling regime up here. It's just hard to say how those learnings might apply to Alaska anyway. But that's not stopping us from checking and double-checking to make sure what we already believe is a very robust drilling plan can't be made even better.
Shell has until May 18th to submit its new ideas to the Minerals Management Service. Smith says the company will have no trouble meeting that deadline. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.